Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor, and this is a very special program, and I'm glad you're here to listen to it. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in troubled times. We have a lot of trouble on the horizon, economic trouble, political trouble. There could be many bad things happening. But perhaps the biggest thing in people's lives is mental anguish. That's what I began talking about last time. Mental anguish. People suffer from depression, anxiety, doubts and fears, and so on. Now, why is this? Why is this? Well, the reason is, ladies and gentlemen, it's actually a spiritual reason why. And I'll give you some clues along the way, and then I'll tell you what the antidote is. The antidote is actually to find God, but not to find him in a building or in a book. Not just read about him, but to experience him. Down through the ages, there have been some wonderful mystics in the church who seem to have found God. Based upon their writings, it seems that they have. We can't be sure, of course, but I'm rather intuitive in such matters, and I'm quite certain that some of them have. But they are hard-pressed to show you how to do it yourself. They talk about the inner way to God. They talk about God within and finding God and becoming still and so on. Well, I understand all that. And yet, once again, see, we're talking about finding him. What you need to do is find him. I can help you to do that. Now, it's not going to work for everybody. It's not going to work for everybody because spiritual attitude is required, an attitude of wanting to know the truth, an attitude of being willing to admit that you're wrong, and a searching nature. Jesus said, "Blessed are they who search." When you search with all your heart and cry out to God, like it says in the Psalms, so much in David in the Psalms. Well, look, many of us have suffered from a lot of as we've grown up. Some of us have been abused. Some of us have not been abused, but we just had the usual things done to us. Our parents were good, decent parents, but they were weak, or they were confused, or they laid trips upon you that were laid upon them. You went to school and you were teased, and people didn't understand you when they should have been hard, when they should have been a little bit tough with you. Sometimes they were too weak, and other times when they should have been gentle and kind, they were too tough. They talked at you instead of to you, all the usual things. Then we've been tricked and betrayed by friends, we've had stuff stolen, boyfriends have taken advantage, and people teased, a lot of tease, cruelty, vicious cruelties, teasing you for this and for that, for no reason. And what happened was that these things, and then there was a father who wasn't there for you. Maybe you don't know who your father was, or he was there. Maybe he was no good, he was a drunk, an alcoholic, a drug addict, violent, an abuser, vicious, or perhaps he was just weak. Maybe he was decent, came home every night, sat in the living room, watched TV, watched football, read the newspaper, took you guys to the mall on the weekends and so on. He was decent, but he was weak. There was something missing. He hadn't found the connection with the Creator himself, and so something was missing, so he wasn't able to protect you from the world. So he should have been stronger than the world, stronger in a spiritual way. And so he wasn't able to protect you, so everything got to you. You know, it's like you have a big old dam, and there's a hole in the dam, and then the water starts flowing through, and the rush of the water causes the dam to be undermined, and before you know it, the whole dam collapses. Well, that's what happened. You start to get upset over little things, and pretty soon the upsets build up, and I'm going to tell you what to do about it.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I'm a pastor. I have a doctorate in pastoral psychology, a master of science in human relations. I've written 14 books. I've been on the air for 22 years. And we were talking about how when you start to become upset when you were a little child and a teen, it started to get to you. See, when you were a little tiny child, maybe it didn't get to you at all. You were like Alfred E. Newman, you know, it's like, what, me worry? You were self-contained. Little children are kind of self-contained. They live in their own little world. They have their imagination, and they play, and they're kind of okay, and things happen on the outside. Their parents argue, you know, there's trouble in the world, there's something happening in the neighborhood. But it doesn't bother a little child. He just sort of, he's unscathed by it. He lives in his own little world. But sooner or later, things start to get to the child. And what mostly happens is the parents, unfortunately, unaware parents, foolish parents, selfish parents, hateful parents, weak parents, they lay trips upon the child. They upset the child. They yell at it or scream or pressure or they hit the child, or they make the child have timeouts, and they punish the child when the child doesn't do anything wrong. The little child is sitting there and smiling, and how many children have gotten slapped for just smiling? You know, wipe that grin off your face is what, you know, you hear the parents say in so many words. You go to school, and for some reason the teacher might not take a liking to you and say that you're no good, you're not studying hard, you're not paying attention. See? Other kids are cruel and mean and so on. So these things happen. But if the parent, look, if the father were strong, if the father had a connection with the Creator, if the father had impeccable honor, wisdom, graciousness, long-suffering, patience, a twinkle in his eye. See, he stood for what was right. He knew what was right. He stood for what was right, and he had a twinkle in his eye. See, if he was, that would be a protection for the child. Then it didn't matter what the world did. It wouldn't matter if there was tease, and the father would protect the child from most of it anyway. The child would make sure that the father would make sure the child wasn't teased at home. And if mom started pressuring or teasing the child, father would say, "Now, just a minute now." See, he would be there with a light touch, with a calm hand. See? But alas, most of us, our fathers were weak, or they weren't there. They had been overcome by the world. They themselves had succumbed to the world. See, and they went along to get along, and they weren't sure, and they turned everything over to mom. She was in charge of everything. See, in charge of the child's education, and in charge of the child's everything, going to church, the whole works. And of course, she turned the child over to other authorities, see, because her husband was weak. See how that works? And so things start to get to you. Start to get to you. So one little thing. All of a sudden, one day you got really upset when somebody teased you, or your mom was picking on you and you became really angry over it, or your dad wasn't there for you and you resented your dad. And somebody stole something from you and you got real angry and upset over that. And somebody said something behind your back, and that upset you. And pretty soon the whole
Everything started rushing in. The dam broke and the world rushed in. See? And after that, it was just trying to play catch up. After that, it was trying to, after having been upset, trying to find ways to calm down. Trying to find ways to relieve the pain, see? And so one thing leads to another. It can lead to self-loathing, and it can lead to drugs. And it can lead to looking when father's not there for the child. Well, the child goes out in the world looking for love, and what does the child get but abuse and use? And see how that works? And they go over to strangers, turn you over to coaches, and more teachers and more coaches. And you're fortunate if nothing really bad happens. You know, like the Penn State thing. You're fortunate if nothing like really bad like that happens. Instead, the coaches are just, they don't do anything really bad to you, but they're ambitious and they pressure you to perform. Then there's school pressure to perform, to study more and try more and this more and that more. And when the home life is all messed up, when you have a rotten home life, your parents are arguing or divorcing, or your dad's not even there for you or whatever, why you might even be glad to go to school. You might be throw yourself into your studies for the simple reason that it's an escape from thinking about home. And so they say you can find happiness and success and greatness and everything through education. So perhaps you get involved in that and you spend all your time studying and you go after college degrees and so on and so forth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we get led far, far afield. And when you're an adult, then there's more trouble and more teas of a different variety and so on. But ladies and gentlemen, when the dam breaks and the world rushes in, see, not only does the world rush in, not only are you, because of your upset, see, and resentment, upset and resentment, not only are you traumatized by events in the world and people, but the spirit of the world enters in also. The spirit of the world, the spirit of the teasers and the bullies, and the violent spirit of the pressure educators, and the violent spirit behind the horrible pop culture things that we see. There's a vile spirit, a lawless spirit. It enters along with the trauma. And then when it enters inside, then it talks to you from inside, and you think it's you. It talks to you. It eggs you on, see, either to commit vile acts yourself, to do unto others what was done to you, or it eggs you on to seek for a pleasure. See, it's the god of pleasure. It's the spirit of the god of pleasure. And so it's there to tell you about drugs and alcohol and so on, and sex and violence. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. My name is Roland. I bid you welcome. Now let's tie it all together, shall we? Let's put it all together. Yes, indeed. Did you hear the announcement? I talked about the meditation. You have to get centered again. You've become destabilized. And through your emotions, through resentment mainly, and anger and upset, the world has rushed in. The spirit of the world, the vile spirit, the violent spirit, but it's also a spirit of doubt. It's a spirit of doubt. It wants you to doubt God and doubt good and doubt what you know in your heart, doubt innocence. See? And it corrupts, and it corrupts within. This vile spirit that enters, comes in through your mother, your unloved mother. It comes in from the violator, from the educators, the ambitious ones. It comes even, it can even come through religious people, you know, a phony kind of a religion. It can come from so many different places. But right now, it's not important where it came from. The important thing, A, is to see that that's what has happened. See, so we're talking about more than psychology. See, there are spiritual factors involved. The second thing you must see is that you're, what destabilized you was upset, and especially resentment. So you're going to have to learn to watch out for resentment and upset. And that's why becoming centered is important. And the other thing you're going to have to see is that you have resented people. You resented your father, you resented your mom, you resented your boyfriend, you resented your girlfriend, you resented the pressure mongers and the teasers and the bullies and the phony people, and you resented them, see? You have to realize now that they were done in by the world. They were once sweet little innocent children too, running barefoot over the carpet and filled with happiness and joy. And something was done to them. Something was done to them. And they turned around and did to you what was done to them. So you must forgive them. Don't hate them anymore. Look at what's happened to you. Look at you. Look at how you've become confused or phony, or how you're not totally honest with people. You talk behind their back, or you say things you don't really mean or don't really understand. See? Look at how vicious some of your thoughts are. But they're not your thoughts. It's a spirit that got into you. But never mind that. See how the spirit that got into you also egged you on. It comforted you in your pride, and it offered comfort and pleasure. It's the God of pleasure, the God of comfort, the God of pride. See, it egged you on with thoughts of sex and violence and getting even and revenge and all those kinds of things, you see? And it always taught you to, it always gave you the wrong answers. The wrong answers. More study, more reading. See? More degrees, more money, more knowledge. It's the God of knowledge. See? But what you need is understanding. What you need is the good spirit. Now, let's put it all together. Okay? So now you see that you must learn not to be that. That's what the meditation helps. You have to learn to stand back from your thoughts, many of which are not even your thoughts at all. They came in from the world, or it's the vile spirit that got inside of you. You have to learn to stand back from those. You have to learn to stand back and watch them without getting involved with them. You have to learn to forgive other people what was done, what they did to you, someone did to them. They too are lost. See? You're going to have to learn all these things. But what you need is your Creator. Can you see now that God is a spirit? Can you see that He could protect you? You know, have you ever had a magnet where you got two magnets and you held two north poles, pushed them toward each other, and then they repelled each other? Did you feel that force there? See, that mysterious, invisible force of those magnets. Well, I'll tell you after the announcement. Please enjoy the music and the announcement. I'll tell you the good stuff after. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling.
Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Load your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. My name is Roland. It's a very important program. I hope you realize that this could be a godsend. See, maybe I'm an angel. An angel, and I've been sent to help you. And you happen to listen to this program because you need help. Now, here's what you need to do. You need to get my meditation. I'll tell you how to do that. But first, I want to tie it all together. You see, when you were a little child, you had your innocence and you lived in your own little world. And it was kind of like a protection, wasn't it? Well, now you must refind your Creator. See, right now you are turned, your magnet, if you will, is turned so that you attract all the wrong things and are attracted to all the wrong things that supports pride. See, the devil is always there supporting your pride, one way or another. Either he tells you to get revenge and get even and they're no good and so on and so forth, see? Or he tells you, oh, God is against you and there's no use and everybody hates you and blah, blah, blah. See, he's always trying to make you feel like it's you. See, he tries to get between you and God, between you and other people. He's always there with all these subtle, see, it's a spirit, very clever, far more clever than you. You're up against something much greater than yourself. And your mistake has always been to try to struggle with everything. It only made it worse. Now you must learn the art of becoming still. Become still and find your Creator. Become one with your Creator. See, change your attitude. You know, that's what See, when it says a change of heart, a change of mind, a change of attitude. When all of a sudden, instead of wanting to be prideful, you just become sick and tired of being phony and sick and tired of being sick and tired. And you just want to come clean. See, you want to come clean. Not to other people, in your heart. See? You just quietly sit there and then you admit that you've been hateful. Admit you took advantage of your girlfriend. Admit that you were sneaky and dishonest and ambitious. And admit some of these things. You hated your dad, see? You hated your brother. He's smarter than you, or your sister. She was more clever than you or better looking than you. See? Just admit it. Feel a little sad over it. See, regret. See? Regret the way you are. Look at yourself now. You hated your mom. She was a basket case. See? Complete basket case. Or your dad was a basket case. You resented him. You wanted him to be strong. You wanted him to be strong and noble and virtuous and, you know, you wanted them to be like a princely. Your father to be like a princely man of strength and valor, protective. Mom, you wanted her to be,
You didn't want her always complaining and nagging and making you upset and so on, or sick all the time. You hated her, see? Well, just admit it. But now look at yourself. Look at how you have become, see? Well, so now just regret the way you are. Regret. Just have a spirit of regret about it, that's all. Don't look to other people. Don't look to other people. Don't complain to other people. Don't look for their help. Just quietly admit in your heart. Well, then you're getting awfully close to God. And then you get the meditation, learn to become still. Find God within. Then you'll have the good spirit. See, you have a complete change. You'll be reoriented. Your soul will turn around, and you'll be oriented toward God. And then you will have His protective force field. And His protective force field will keep the bad out. See? And then you'll be safe and secure again. My name is Roland. Please pay very careful attention, and I'll be back.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you go to commonsensecounseling.org or talktoapastor.org or Google my name in Common Sense Counseling, you'll find me. If you want to write to me, you write to Roland Trujillo, Post Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. That's Post Office Box 854, Post Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. That's 94701. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Please get the meditation. And until next time, we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.